Hi. I didn't know anyone was in here. Who are you? Rebecca's brother. I've known Rebecca since the third grade, and I didn't know she had a brother. Oh, a stepbrother. No wonder I didn't know about you. Didn't her mom marry your dad just last year? Cool. So, how's it been having Rebecca as a sister? Yeah, she's rather social and outgoing. What are you doing here and all alone? Chilling. Me... I'm Emily. What am I doing here? Well, the party is kind of rowdy and I'm just a little drunk and I just needed to get away. I know this, well, at least it used to be Rebecca's reading and napping room. Oh, it's your room now. When you moved in? 2 weeks ago. Why? Ah, yeah, Christmas break, right. You go to college. I remember Rebecca mentioning that now. Well, I guess I'll leave you to whatever you were doing. You were just reading and avoiding the noise. Good plan. Rebecca really lets parties get out of hand sometimes. I know! A few friends, some drinks and laughs, maybe some shenanigans, but the whole throwing a rager thing, it really can get a bit much sometimes. Oh, can I stay with you for a while? Cool. What are you reading, by the way? Ah, oh, never heard of that. Is it good? Well, I'm glad you like it. Tell me a little about it. Ah, that sounds cool. Maybe you should let me borrow it when you're done with it. Man, if Rebecca would have told me that her hot older stepbro was moving in a few weeks ago, I would have insisted that we spent more time here before tonight. Oh, sorry. No filter. I'm just a little drunk. No, not drunk. Tipsy. What else do I want to tell you? What do you mean? Trying to take advantage of an 18-year-old tipsy girl at the party? Okay, well, treat. You tell me something and I tell you something. But it's gotta be embarrassing or a secret or it doesn't count. Really? You think the name Emily is pretty and suits me well? Oh, sweet. Okay, my turn. I don't like high school boys, and I got kind of thing for older boys. Not like daddy stuff, but like your age guys. You want to kiss me? Yes. Oh, wow. You're so hot. Yeah. I like getting my neck kissed. No. They're like shorts pulled into the skirt. I can feel you trying to figure out how to get at my, well, I know you want to finger me. You need to take them off like shorts. How about we trade again? I want to know if you think I'm prettier than Rebecca. And I'll take off that skirt for you, but only to my panties. Oh, you do? You don't exactly like her or find her pretty or sexy at all. What do you like? Really? Girls like me? You mean girls who will come into your room and make out with you 10 minutes after meeting you? No, you really mean it. I think I look like a 12-year-old girl. I mean, sure, I've got this cute little waist and butt.
But, I mean, I've got a tiny little ass and even less tits. That's what you like? Really? Okay, you can ask me. No, maybe that's what I like, all the guys. They seem to like personalities and people and not just big tits or girls to fuck. No, not that I mean Rebecca or anything. What do you mean you agree? Really? Yeah, she can be a kind of a skank sometimes. I need to tell you something. But you need to trade before I tell you, okay? Take your pants off.
Oh, wow. You did. Your boxers are standing a little. Guess you do find me sexy. I know, it's my turn. Okay, shut up. Okay, I tell you, I've only had one boyfriend. I was scared to let him finger me and told him sex was out of the question.
He did eat me out once or twice, trying to change my mind, but that was it. Then Rebecca swooped on him and blew him at a party, and then I broke up with him. Why? Well, because she's my bestie and she said she was really drunk and didn't know who she was blowing. Yeah, I believed her. It's totally something she would do. He was sober and should have known better. The point is that I'm standing in front of you in my panties and shirt and that you're wearing and you were trying to finger me, but I don't know, and I don't want it to hurt. You're serious? You really are okay if I want to get dressed? Well, what if we keep making out and maybe you could get down on me? Only if I return the favor. I've never done that. Well, yeah, I've given the hand job. 3 times, as a matter of fact. Twice the guy came. Seeing a cock erupt cum is actually pretty cool. Can I just hand job you? Take your shirt off, too. You're sure a good kisser. I'm sorry if I'm so wet. Really? You like the... Oh, God, yes. All right. No. Oh, God. I'm gonna come. Oh, Jesus. You're good with your mouth. I never came that fast before. Oh, wow. I can taste myself on you. Oh, God, that's hot. If I give you... Will you be gentle? Okay. Wow. This is actually pretty exciting. It's actually making me more horny. Not in my mouth. I don't think I'm ready for that tonight. Besides, I want to see you come. I told you I love watching cock explode. Close. Well, you're close. I use my hand, but my head is right here. You gonna nut all over my face? Is that, will it be okay? Okay. Oh, yeah, I really be able to see you come. come on, let me see it. I want to watch you come all over my face. Wow, it's so warm and nice. Jesus, it's hot. You know your hot come in my face would make me even prettier. Is it really? Okay. I admit I was terrified, but it was really exciting watching your cock exploding. Yeah, I'm horny and excited. Play it was myself for you. Okay. Like that? Oh, God. You make me such a filthy little cum slut. Such a naughty little girl. Watch my shaven, wet, tasty cunt. Is that where you load on my face? Oh, I made myself come for you. Oh. Oh. baby. That was so good. Oh, how long are you home for? I think I will be spending a lot of time over here on my holiday break. No, you don't need to get me a towel. I think I text Rebecca that I'm tired and I headed home. And I will come home as a reminder of all the good things that will come to me this Christmas. Okay, I see you later. Those? No, you can keep the panties. You gave me a gift, so those are for you. Bye.